Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and His mercy endures forever. His return is soon, and He's mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Everywhere we go in life, whatever stage of life we're at, the Lord is taking the same steps with us. He's with us. One of Jesus' names means Emmanuel, which means God is with us. And He loves all people. But the knowledge of God, if we receive His words, we receive His knowledge. If we receive His words, we have faith for what He has to say. We have faith for the promises that He's given us all. He gave all of us His true and precious promises. And He gave us abilities. But the problem is, people are taught wrong. And the Lord recently brought to my attention the fact that what you believe can interfere with how you believe God. In other words, if you're taught wrong in an area of life, it can interfere with you learning the truth in its stead. Imagine buying a brand new computer, a brand new PCM or Mac, whichever one you like. There's nothing wrong with it and it's ready to go. It's a high-speed, expensive computer. And it has plenty of memory. And instead of putting on there what you need, somebody puts a virus on it. Now, wrong teaching is just like a virus to a computer. And then when you get ready to put the things that you need to operate and build your life, the things you need on your new computer, the virus will interfere. And so it is with the sayings of men who don't believe God. Everything looks good from a certain point of view. We were born in a fallen world. A man that's born in this world, born of men, is born in sin and shaped in iniquity. So men try to make the best of their lives with what they have to work with. But if you don't know something and you're taught a lie as truth, when you hear the truth, the lies that you believe or received can interfere with the truth unless there's more light. Now, if one person speaks the truth, that's like a small light. And then if many people speak the same truth, that's a greater light. But when people are operating in the light of God's word, when you see many people doing that, it exposes the darkness for what it is. But if people ever get to the point that they can believe God's word, then they'll receive God's word. That's why it's so important for us to hear God's word. When you take time and listen to the voice of the Lord, when you read your Bible, that's the voice of the Lord. When you take time and read it, if you read it enough, you'll see the logic. You'll see the wisdom in it. You'll see how good it is. And it will illuminate your spirit, man. And you'll see things in a greater view, from a greater point of view with more light. Now, we use the word light because in the day you see things as they are. At night, you don't run too fast in the dark. You can get hurt. You might run into a tree, a table. You may trip over a pipe sticking out of the ground. But in the daytime, you see it for what it is. But at nighttime, you don't see it. Your view is limited. So what you believe can be okay with you until you see greater. You know, when you see greater, you see things as they are. Now you can see how to build your life better. But and we don't just learn the Word of God as we read it. That's just the first stage. You have to, the Word of God that you receive in your heart, that's where you have faith. People have faith in part. Some people, they read the Proverbs and they'll live, they can build their life by the Proverbs, but they may not read the scriptures that pertain to healing or even salvation. But Proverbs will guide you to salvation because it teaches you to fear God. But the wisdom is still there. There are people who read the Proverbs and get wisdom so that they can do better in their life. But when you get saved and then you study the wisdom of the Proverbs, then you'll see what's wrong with the foolishness of men. And you'll see how to navigate yourself out of the realm of foolishness. So it's important to receive all of God's word. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone. He was talking to Satan and educating us. Satan tried to get him to turn a rock into bread. If you be the Son of God, turn this stone into bread. You don't have to prove who you are. If you love God, you don't have to prove it to anybody. Satan is an accuser. You don't have to doubt against what God made you to be. If you're born again, if you believed on Jesus Christ and you believe his blood washed away your sin and you believe that you're a new creature, you don't have to prove that to anybody. And people will doubt against you. If you really love God, you'll give me $5. If you really love God, you'll do this. If you really love God, you don't have to prove anything to anyone. Jesus said, man don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So if you're studying the word, you can receive that word and you'll have faith for that need. Now, when the Holy Spirit guides you, I always talk about how the Holy Spirit will guide us in life and how he's moving by his Spirit. Whether you receive his instructions or not, whether you are guided by him or not, he's still moving by his Spirit. He's blessing people that he can bless. Some people won't receive what he has to say because they've been taught wrong. It's just like a man buying a brand new computer and letting viruses get on it. Well, what if you got a brand new computer and you put programs on there that you need and you put firewalls on it to block the people that will put viruses on it. Now that's just like a man teaching his, that's just like loving parents that really love God and they really love their children. And they take time and they teach their children the ways and methods of God. They teach them the word of God, what to watch out for, how to love people, how to be wise with people. How to deal wisely with the rude people. How to be a blessing to people who need you. All this takes wisdom. And that's like a man putting the good programs on his computer and building firewalls. So that when people try to sell your children drugs, they know how bad it's going to be if they go down that avenue. They know what's going to happen because they see what happens to others. I taught my children, I said, look out. I said, you don't have to just take my word for things. Look out in the world. People that's doing this and that, are they happy? Are they better off? But I said, the people who are the happiest people are people who love God and do his word. They go to church, they receive strength, and they keep doing the things that make them strong. And they operate according to the love and wisdom of God. They're not lazy against the things of God. I said, if you do that, your life will be better off. And you'll have your own relationship with God. And I said, you got to pay attention. If there's somebody that will do you harm, the Lord can show you. But you have to trust what he's saying. If somebody that will be a blessing to you, you have to receive that word. And speak life in that relationship. There are some relationships, some friends you need to keep. They need to always be your friend. Don't let the devil come divide you against people that's been a real good friend to you. Especially your spouse. If God spoke to you about a certain person to marry, and that person loves you, you have to fight for a good marriage. Don't let the devil divide it. Some people, they get so offended, they let the devil tear their marriage up. It don't take but one person to do it. And you can't make a person love you. If they want to leave, let them leave. You want somebody that want to be with you. But if they love you and you love them, keep Satan out of it. You can't force people into something, but we love God because he first loved us. And the Lord is looking for people who love him. He loves everybody. He made it known. But you got to love God back. Some people, they love the world somewhere, and it always interferes with how they love God. If they love the world somewhere, that love of the world is going to cause them to be an enemy against God somewhere. And it doesn't happen in one day. But the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. He'll help you get your firewalls up. So that when he speaks things you've never heard, you're going to receive it. He loves you. He loves you deeply. He has so much to say. But the wrong information will interfere with the right information. And you're just going to have to make a decision to drive out all the things that's wrong. And be patient. You can't do it in one day. Study the Word of God. Ask him to help you stand, help you do what's right. Endeavor to do what's right. And when you get to certain things that you got to deal with it biblically. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. That's newlivingletters.com. And it's on these broadcasts are on the audio 4 page. This year is the audio 4 page. And you can download these broadcasts and you can send the links to your friends and they can download it too. If you hear something, you got a friend or a cousin in Ohio somewhere, you can send it to them. Or you can text them the website, newlivingletters.com, and then tell them which link to listen to. Now, when you do these things, you're helping people. And when you receive God's word, you're doing what God told Adam to do. Be fruitful. See, being fruitful, you're being like a fruit. You get to choose what kind of work you do. You can choose to do something that you like to do. You can make a career out of something you love doing. And then, you know, my mother said, you're going to have to work. So choose something you love and do it well. And that's what I did. I love fixing cars. So that's what I do to earn money to take care of my family. And I love it. I love every minute of the day. I don't dread going to work. Now, when you receive God's word and wisdom, it works in your life. The things that Satan suggests don't. You know, when you listen to entertainment, the music on the radio sometimes, some songs are debauchery. You know, some songs, they talk about being covetous or things that are low down, fornication, adultery. Those are the witchcraft songs. Leave them alone. And I call them witchcraft songs because they use good music, good sounding music to get you to do something that's wrong against God. But listen to things that uplift you. There are some songs that they may not be Christian songs, but they're not bad. But, you know, you have to put your firewalls up. The enemy is sneaky. If you start loving the world somewhere, it will definitely work against your love and devotion for God. Because the friendship of the world is the enemy of God. When you love him, you see things as they truly are. and you won't run into hard things in the night. The enemy works in dark places. Not just physically dark places, but in areas of life that you don't see, that you don't recognize. That's why I say watch out for the witchcraft music. Anything that's anti-God, anything that will have you do something that Jesus plainly told you not to do. Anything that defies the Ten Commandments, don't do it. Just leave it alone. Put your firewalls up. Just like you would to protect your computer. And if people knew, if they could receive what some people, they hear what I'm saying, but they're not willing to do what I'm saying because they love the world somewhere. That's evident that the love of the world is enmity against God. The love of the world will cause you to have a problem with God. Wrong teaching will cause you to not believe God. When preachers say, well, when they leave everything up to God and as if God is going to select who he wants and save them, that's not how it works. He died for everybody. Everybody's already judged. Everybody's already in trouble. But in order to get out of trouble, you have to get saved. You're not saved from hell, just hell alone. You're saved from the wrath of God. You got to go to hell unless you get saved. Because you already broke one of the Ten Commandments, being born in sin and shaped in iniquity. When children reach the age of accountability, which depends on the child, if they don't get saved, they will go to hell. Young children that don't know their right hand from their left, they're in the kingdom of God. That's why children can say some of the most profound things. Their spirit man is still lit, but when they understand that they're in sin and that they need a savior, you know, when you hear the gospel, if you don't get saved, you're on your own. And when you know that there's sin in the world, and you don't do anything about it, if you don't believe on Jesus Christ, you got to pay for your own sins. And see, just like in this nation, people get saved, but they kind of do what they want to do. Now, that causes people to think in their own mind that whatever I do is okay with God, but it's not. That's why the Laodicean church was the last church on the list. And it represents the last church in the framework of time, which is now. The Laodicean church, they had a reputation for being of God, but they were lukewarm. They were no good to God. They were no good for each other. And they thought that they were rich because they had possessions. And Jesus said he was going to spit them out of his mouth because they love this world. And he said, repent, or he'll spit them out of his mouth. The real Christians that he's going to rapture and take to heaven with him are people who truly love the word of God, people who resist the devil, people who love the Lord. Now, I know that our salvation is not by work. It's not. But you have to walk according. God didn't save you to live an evil life. If you people who do whatever they want to do, they walk right on out of the kingdom of God. You can't go and lust after another man's wife. You can't go and commit fornication. You can't go and hurt people and have strife in your heart against people and unforgiveness. That's not God's way. John said, whatever's born of God will not sin. They can't sin. Now, if Christ is formed in you, you believed on Jesus Christ, his blood washed away your sin. Now you're his. You have power over sin. And now you go on and you start learning to live a godly life. See, when you love God, you don't want the things of the world. The way we keep the law and fulfill the law is by loving God and loving man. The way we love man is the way we love God. The way we love God is precisely how we love man. So if I love you, I'm not going to steal from you. I'm not going to do anything to hurt you. I'm not going to lust after your wife or your daughter. I'm not going to take what you work for. I'm not going to hate you. If you did me wrong, I'm going to forgive you and share with you the love that God put in me. And that's my new standard. And when I feel like I need encouragement, I'll go and study the word so that until I'm encouraged. If I'm attacked by the enemy, I'll go and study the word, stand on his word, and get healed. Or I'll go and get the elders to pray for me. And I'll do the things of God. I'll pray in the Holy Spirit. I'll do the things of God. Until my change comes. But when people love the world, they're going to have a problem with God. They always do, and they always will. So, when you follow God, things start working better and better. Now, and as you obey the Lord and do his word, your life becomes greater and greater. And you see things like you would in the daytime. You start seeing the things that's in your life, you start seeing them for what they are. And then you'll know what adjustments to make. And your life gets even stronger and better. That's my desire for everybody. I want to see God's people blessed and better off. So does the Lord. Now, when you walk with the Lord, and let's say you've been studying the word, that helps you to receive his word. Then when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, you'll notice his voice. And you're more apt to receive what he has to say. Now, parents who love their children and they teach their children the things of God all their life. When those children become teenagers, because they were structured, it's just like a computer with the proper programs and firewalls. They know what to watch out for. They know what to leave alone. And if they try it, they'll have something to fall back on. That's why if you train up your child in the way he should go when he's old, he'll come back to the Lord. But if you didn't teach them anything, and they got now, by the time they become teenagers, they're just like a computer with viruses on it. And now you start teaching them about the Lord. Now they got a problem with God because they have an entrenched love for the world, and their friends are entrenched in the world, and they have a love for the world. So it's harder for them to learn now, but not impossible. If somebody gets saved, let's say they were a class clown and the class cut up, and they get saved, and then all the students around them, all their friends start seeing them grow from glory to glory, and they know how they were, and then they start following God and being blessed and laying hands on people and healing them and learning profound things. They become a light. And then when your children see this, they're challenged. And they'll be challenged unless they receive the word of God. They'll be challenged to grow just like their friend. And some people, it's like they got so many viruses, just like a computer with too many viruses. They'll never be any good to God unless they start having a love for the word of God. And when people love people, hear me good, when people love people, it helps them to see the love of God. Because the world system will groom you to not believe that God is. And that obeying him is a waste of your time. That's what all the world system, that's the witchcraft, the music industry, the entertainment industry, it always have you to do whatever you think is best and never rely on God's wisdom. Even the superhero movies, they don't pray to God when they get in a pinch. They look at their power. See, pride looks within. And then fear looks to man or dangerous things. Fear always puts you in a submissive under the boot situation. You know, the ant's under the boot. He sees the sole of the shoe coming at him. But see, faith looks to God. Faith looks to God. When you have faith in him, you become mighty. You become the lion in the woods. You become the mighty one, not Satan. You become the lion in the woods. And because God is backing you, and you understand this. The word of God will help you drive out every problem in your life. Just like Israel was supposed to drive out the Canaanites from the land of Israel. That represents a man driving out all the things of Satan. All of the doubt, the unbelief, you know, the things that work against God. The love of God's word will cause you to do what Joshua was doing, to drive out the Canaanites. Now, God was going to put his people in Canaan land, which is Israel. Modern day Israel was first called Canaan land. And there was a city called Jerusalem, which means peace. And see, that place is positioned in the center of all the land on earth. Before it was divided in the days of Peleg, Israel would have been in the direct center of everything. It would have been where everybody go to do trade. Wherever you go, you'll traffic through Jerusalem. And they would have seen people who love God there. And they would have had more light there. Just like I mentioned how sometimes a teenager will get saved and everybody who knew him before, now they have a vivid revelation of now that they're saved and they're doing things in a greater way. Well, the nation of Israel was supposed to follow God and it would have worked. But they didn't drive out all the Canaanites. They left the Philistines in their land. They drove out some of the Canaanites. And they killed most of the Amalekites in Saul's day. They were killing and driving out Canaanites from that point on. But the Philistines were dug in deep. And they were always a problem against Israel. And so was Syria. Now, it's not that God hated these people. But they got into all forms of witchcraft. And they did evil. See, if they would have driven them out and defeated them, then what happens when people talk? They talk about what happened. And their children would have grew up in another land and they would have been used to living wherever they would have driven them out to. And then because they love God, they wouldn't have been able to take the land back. Eventually they would have become used to it. And then Israel would have been a blessing to them and more people would have got saved. But Satan will not sit back and watch people prosper in God and do nothing. He's going to send the attack to you. That's why we have to teach warfare. That's why you have to fight back. That's why you have to prepare your children with God's word so they'll be just like a computer with active firewalls. Otherwise, it's hard to undo the results of what Satan has done. And people cry out to God wanting God to do something. If you receive his word, you'll have faith for his promises and they will work in your life. Jesus Christ can do miracle after miracle in and throughout your life. But you have to receive his words for that to happen. Whatever you need, God's got it. I've heard testimonies of where God had people were on drugs, all kind of drugs, and then they hear the word of God, and they start believing the words of God, and they come off drugs. Sometimes the Lord will just do a miracle and just take the taste away for wine and beer and alcohol and even drugs. They can live without it. Some people have to work on it. Most people have to study God's word and turn to the Lord and believe Him. And then the craving goes away. Now the word structures us and teaches us how to do these things. You're not left alone. God is with you. And He will help you as you go forward in life. You first get saved and then repent. And repent from the old works of darkness. Just stop doing it. Ask God to help you hate the things that's wrong. He is mighty and He can help you. You don't have to do it by yourself. But everything that's been a problem to you, the way you think, when you study and receive God's word, you can make the adjustments you got to make. And some things you'll believe like you do now until you get more light. But when you receive more light, you can start doing something against all of the viruses of this world and the witchcraft. See, witchcraft always is, you know, it works to subdue your will against God. That's all witchcraft do. It's devil works.